Okay.
Morning, we are in Yeridea, Siman Yud Aleph. We are starting Si'if Gimel. Okay, back to some Avodah Zarah topics. Oh wait, Yud Aleph, yeah. Gimel. Ein shochtim l'toch yamim v'naharot. We're not allowed to shecht. When you shecht the animal, you have the neck, it drips the blood right into an ocean or a lake or a river. Because this was something that was, and I don't think we don't see it too often, but it was something that was common. And they did this for the Avodah Zarah, for the of the oceans. So that's what we don't want someone to think that that's what you're doing. V'lo letoch hakelim. You also are not allowed to shecht directly into an empty kli. Shelo yomru mekabel hadam zorko le'elilim, so that we don't suspect that you're gathering blood to throw on the altar for avodah zarah, which is also done. Ve'im yesh bakli mayim. Now, if there's water in the kli, she'az ein adam ra'uy le'zrika, then you can't do zrika on the mizbeach. Imhem tzelulim. So then it satisfies that issue. However, imhim tzelulim, but if it's clear water in the kli, still lo yishchot, but you should not shecht into such a kli. Shelo yomru letzura hanir b'mayim shochet, so that you don't, because through the reflection you can have it some kind of some kind of an appearance of what you see through the reflection, and for that you're shechting. And if the water is dirty, mutter, then it's okay. Now the dirty water only helps you in a kli, it doesn't help you in the ocean, because you still have the sar of the ocean. V'chein im yesh bakli afar, mutter. Also, if you have a kli that has dirt inside, also it's mutter lishchot betocho, to shecht right into it, because you're not going to use that blood for the zrika. And this is what's done sometimes when you shecht birds for kisui dam. So we'll get to that soon, and so that this is not a problem. Okay, Dalet. So we're going to see, this is the issue in this siman, and the issue in the next siman about collecting blood, and okay, so that's the main issue right now. We're going to see perhaps here, but certainly when you're doing you're shechting, and the blood's going to go into a ditch or a pit in the ground. That could also be, we'll see, the Levush says it's an Isser Uva Bechuko Techem Lo Te Lechu. That's also an issue. Otherwise here, and by the case of a pit, which we're about to read, it's the main issue Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam says you're Mekabel Dam to throw onto the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. And the Rashba talks about the pits. I'm a little bit jumping the gun, but it's similar reasoning. The Rashba over there, we're about to get to, is because it was common for them, to goyim, to eat around such a pit. And that was also part of Ubechukotechem, Lotelechu, or for the Avodah Zarah. That's okay. Nayin Sham. Okay, so now let's read Dalet. Haya basvina. Now let's say you're on a boat. Right? You're on a boat ride. Ve'ein lo ba makom panoy lishchot. And you don't have a place to shech. It's a small boat, and you don't want to get blood all over yourself or all over the floor. So you want to shecht and have the blood go into the water where you're right when you're on the boat, a lake, a bay, an ocean, whatever it is. So what do? Yachol lishchot alba agabe kelim. You're allowed to shecht on the back of a kli. You can't shecht inside of a kli, a clean kli that the water collects. But if it's upside down, then it's not a problem. So that's one simple way of reading, is you take a normal kli that has a base kibul and you just turn it upside down. Another pshat is also, you can see both of them in the shach, is you basically have a kli where it's basically at an angle, and so, or it could be flat, and then it just drips straight off the angle, as we keep reading, off the boat. So the idea is that however you're doing it in a way that it's not getting inside the inside of a kli, but it's going on the back of a kli or on a plank of wood or something, and then that from there it drips into the ocean. That is okay, because that's not the way it was done for Avodah Zarah. V'hu shote, o motzi yado chutz la'svina, or you lean over the railing, lean over the boat, and you shecht on this wall, the side, outside wall of the boat. Chutz la'svina, so you're doing it outside the svina, and it's almost over the water, but you do it carefully so that v'shochet al dafnotea, so that you're angling the animal so that the blood doesn't go into the ocean. It's v'hadam shotet v'yori letoch ha'mayim v'ein ha'poshesh. It first goes on the walls, and then from there it drips down into the ocean, and that's not a problem at all. There are some shochtim, some have a minhag, not to shecht at all eid avaz in the month of Tevet or Shvat, unless they actually eat from the heart. Mishum shekabalahu, they have some tradition, sheyesh shah achas ve'otan chodashim, there is a moment in those 2 months, I'm not sure maybe what that moment is, but im shochet bo, if you're unlucky and you shat at the wrong time in those 2 months, an yamut hashochet, the shochet will die. Im lo ochel mimenu, if they don't eat from that avaz. Noagim lechol mihalev, and so therefore the minhag is just to eat from a piece of the heart. Some say that the minhag is also they can eat from a liver. The Kafachayim quotes the Birka Yosef, who just worries about Shvat, and the Crazy says, nowadays, no one is careful not to shecht at any particular time. We're not worried about this. Okay. Let's go on. What? Yeah. Siman Yurbet. Now, this really is a continuation of the previous. Shalo lishchot betoch guma. Not to shecht inside the pit, which we just explained the reasons already. Aleph. Because of the Avodah Zarah reasons, which can lead also to Ubechukotecha Motelechu, but either way it's for Avodah Zarah. So therefore we don't shecht directly into a pit. Afilu babayit, even inside your house. You're not allowed to shecht inside a pit, and even if it's all lined with dirt. Because by a kli, it's for gathering to use to do haktara. So there, if it's dirt inside, it's not a problem. Here, even if your whole pit or ditch in the ground, your pit is made up of dirt, that was still the derech of the apikorsim or minim. So that's still a problem. Okay? Ve'im lo haya rotze lelachlek beito, but you don't want to get your house all dirty. So what do? But with bedam, with blood. So osem makom madron chutz laguma. So similar to the boat situation, you get some kind of plank of wood or anything that has a slope. You shecht right onto that slope. You could use a drying rack from whatever you want to use, and then you that's right outside the pit. Obviously, it's next to the pit. That's okay, but the blood's not getting dripped directly from the animal into the pit. So now it drips onto this kli or anything that you have. Chutz laguma, outside, v'shochet sham, and you shecht on it, v'hadam shotet v'yori l'toch haguma, that's not a problem if it continues to drip from there into the guma. And it's not a problem in a house, because everyone knows you want to clean your house. So no one's choshesh, you're doing this for Avodah Zarah. U'beshuk, but in, you're an outside the marketplace where it's dirty, and people aren't so worried about cleanliness. Maybe it depends on your situation, how clean your streets are, but ubeshuk, where it's dirty, lo yasekein, one is not allowed to, even if it's on a slant, on a slope, and for then it'll go into the pit, that's also a problem. Can't go into a pit at all. Okay. Okay. Even if nobody is watching, Shach points out, it's still a problem. Maris Ayin is still a problem even if nobody is there except for you. Beis. Also, it could be a real issue, it could be just an issue of Maris Ayin. Okay? Now, we'll see that in a moment. And Beis. Yesh Omrim. Okay? So the first Yesh Omrim. Usually, Yesh V'Yesh Halacha Kibastra is usually the Halacha, at least according to the Maran, the Machaber. And often according to the Rama, Yesh Omrim Shim Shachat Beguma Beshuk. So the person did it. Asr lechol mishchitaso ad shivdeku achrav. Shema apikoresu. If you see somebody shachting and it goes into a pit, so the halacha is not allowed to eat from it unless you check out this person and make sure it's not a heretic. V'yesh Omrim. And some say, okay, l'chila you're not allowed to, that is the gzera. But if someone already did it, b'di'avad, you're allowed to eat from it, because a person, you can't be motzi a person from his cheskas kashrus unless you prove otherwise. But if he is proven otherwise, so then everything l'mafreya is asr, even behana. As the Marshal points out, it's Asr Behana L'mafreya, because we're afraid even that this Shechita was done L'shem Avodah Zarah, right? That's if you find out that he is an Apikoras. So it's Asr not only to eat it, it's Asr even Behana. That's quoted by the Poskim. Okay, Hagav. Ubizman hazeh, v'ein derech ovdei Avodah Zarah b'kach, yesh lahatir b'diyavid. So the second Yesh Omrim is you don't need to check. And the Rahaga says, certainly according to everyone it seems, nowadays you don't have to check. Once it was already shechted like that, even if it was done into a pit, because nowadays we are not involved in Avodah Zarah and there's really no chashash whatsoever. Okay, Siman Yud Gimel. Balei Chaim She'enam Tzrichin Shechita. Okay, so animals that don't need to have shechita. Okay. Aleph. Behema chaya v'of t'unin shechita. So we all know animals, domesticated, wild, right? The kosher species we're talking about, obviously. V'of and birds t'unin shechita. They must have shechita in order to become edible, to be kosher. Dagim v'chagavim ain't t'unin shechita. But it's a halacha that fish and locusts do not need any shechita. Right? In the Taz, he quotes the Psukim to his drushas from the Gemara. Dagim, it says, Kol dege hayam ye'asef lehem. You just gather up the fish. You see, all you have to do is just gather them. You don't have to shech them. And there's a hekesh from Chagavim to Dagim. In Vayikra, Yud Aleph Memvav. Okay. Haga, umutar lochla meitim. You're allowed to eat them dead, olachtoch mehem ever, olachlo, and you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to worry about ever minachay, aval asr lochayim, but you can't eat them alive, mishum bal teshachtzu. Okay. Taz points out, there's no issue of ever minachay. And, right, so even if you eat, you can cut off a piece and eat it even while it's still alive, as long as what you're eating is dead. Okay. Fine. Let's go to the next one. Bet. Hashochet et ha-behema v'nimtza k'shera. You shecht an animal, and it comes out its kasha. Very good. U'matza ba ubar ben chet, ben chet, ben Chai Bein Met. So now you open up the womb inside the animal and you find that there's the fetus. It's 8 months old, right? Or Ben Chai, whether it's alive or dead. Oh, Ben Tet Met. Or it's in its 9th month and it's not alive anymore. Mutar Bachila. You're allowed to eat it because it's Lefishanitar b'shchitas imo. Right? The Shach, they all say, because once you shecht the mother and the animal was inside at the time, so now everything that's inside, the shchita works on everything. So there. So you still need to worry about Nikor and Chalev, we will see. Not 100% sure. The Taz says Beferush, B'shem the Tur, that when we're about to get to the next case, it might apply to this. By a Ben Pekua, the blood is for sure Aser. It's all the same blood from the mother. And but he writes by a Ben Pekua, maybe it's this case also, that the Chalev is Mutter. So we'll have to. Okay, so here we go. So Mutter Ba'achila. So that's Mutter Ba'achila. Ve'eino ta'un shchita. And there's no reason to do shchita again. Ve'im matzaba ben tet chai. Now, what happens if it's a 9 month old? One second. Right. Because, okay, now we're going to see by a ben chet, the halacha is a ben chet, we consider it like it's dead and it's not going to live. So therefore, it's nitar b'shchitas imo. And when you get to a ben tet, so if it's dead, it was also nitar b'shchitas imo. And if it's a ben tet that's living, right, you take it out while it's the mother just got shechted, and you quickly take out the baby so that the baby's the calf is going to live. So im hifris, if it was hifris, what does that mean? Perush shahalach v'parsutav ala aretz. The animal walked on the ground. This is the Ben Pekua case that we're all familiar with. So now it walked on the ground. Al gabe akarka. So ta'un shchita. Now it needs to have shchita only midarabanan, because really it was shechted by the mother also. Aval sha'ar trefos eino aser. But the other trefos of the animal, does it make it aser? Eino aser oto. So now we are makpid for all the halachos of shchit. Well, we're going to keep reading this. Right, so we just read, if it walked on the ground, then it has all the halachos of doing shchita. And because we don't want people to get mixed up and think that once, if one might think you don't have to do shchita if you see that people are eating this animal without doing shchita. So Chazal said on a ben pakua, it's chayev in shchita, and any trefa or it's nevela that can come out of shchita is a problem. So you have to worry about shia, hadrasa, chalada, higrim, and all these other things, agrama. All these things we're worried about. Asakin, paguma, all these things we're worried about. And the Shach writes that if the shchita wasn't done correctly, then it's pasul afilu bedyevet. The Taz argues and says bedyevet it's mutar on the shchita part. But the trefus, all the other issues of trefa, so we'll see. Eino oseroto, which part of trefus? So the stuff like you don't have to do bedikas area, you don't have to check the lungs. Anything you don't see and it's not obvious, you don't have to worry about it. But if it's missing a part of the body that you can see, let's say part of the leg, and it's and you see that, and that makes it into, that would make an animal into a trefa, so then that's also aser derabana. Okay, v'im lo hifris agabe karka, but if it never was mafris on the karka, okay, eino ta'un shchita. So then it doesn't need to have shchita. V'im parsotav kolutot, and if its hooves are kolutot, in other words, they're not here. Perusha parsotav kulo achas, it's all one piece, the hoof. V'eina seduka, it's not split. So then, O shahaya bo shum sha'ar davar tamua, or anything strange about it. This is an interesting kula. Af al pi shihifris agabi karka eino ta'un shchita. Even though it didn't walk, even though it did walk on the ground, it still doesn't need to have shchita, according to this opinion. Because the whole necessity of shchita on a ben pakua is kind of like maris ayin, or people are going to learn from here. And they won't know that it was a ben pakua. But if you have an animal that's so weird, everyone's going to talk about him, and while they're talking about this animal, they're also going to mention, yeah, of course, it's a ben pakua, v'chule, and so therefore you don't have to worry about it. V'yesh megamgem b'davar, and some say that that's a very questionable heter, and should not be relied on. Okay. Yeah, I'll just mention, it's okay. Case doesn't happen too often. Yeah, if it's missing, one second. I did mention that the Tashach and Primagadim did say that if it's missing the leg, then that trefa is a problem by a ben pakua. The Kaf HaChaim says, one could be Mako in a case of Bedi Evid, Behefsid Meruba, same with Rav, Rabinovich. It's not everybody agrees, but that's okay. Let's see, what else do we want to point out before we move on? Let's read the next one. Gimel. Im lo shachat ta'em elakara. Let's say the mother's not shachted, and you just rip out or surgically remove the calf. Umatzaba ben tetchai, and you find a living ben tet. So then it wasn't shachted yet, right? Bechen im shachta venitnabala biado. O matza trefa. So if you remove, we're going to keep on reading. It's ta'un shchita la'atzma venitarba. I just skipped, but we're going to read again. So if you remove the animal, the calf, from the mother that was not shechted, who's still alive, so then you can still do shechita 100%, no problem, and you have to do shechita on such a ben tet. V'chein im shechta, or you have the mother, you shechted the mother while the calf, the ubar, is still inside, im shechta, v'nit labla, and it became an avela by mistake biyado. O shenimtza trefa, you find out that the mother was a trefa. So ima ubar haga nimtza ba ben tet chai. So then, the shechita wasn't a shechita, it didn't work, right? It was nevela or a trefa. So the nevela, so the shechita you did on the mother didn't help. Now you pull out the calf, the fetus, the ubar, ben tet chai, at 9 months old, ta'un shechita le'atzmo, v'nitarba. So now it needs shechita and it works. You could do shechita because there was no, we're going to see the case about a partial shechita, but right here, right now it works because there was no shechita done whatsoever on this calf and it has its full two simanim, like every animal, it's a normal case, and it needs shechita and it works. V'im hu ben tet met. And if it's a 9 month old and you find it dead inside the animal, the mother that became a nevela or a trefa, afilu chai hareze aser. But if you find a ben chet, then it doesn't matter if it's alive or dead, it's aser because it has a din of itself. All these cases has a din of a trefa because the ben tet follows the mother, and the ben chai also fathers the mother, or either way, it's chashuv kemet because it's not going to live. Right? That's the assumption. Haga, ve'akshav, ein lahatir shum vlad hanimtza bebehema, im ha'em trefa, v'lo mahani lo shchitat atzmo, dechashinan shama eno ben tet. So the Rama adds, and nowadays, anytime you find an animal in a trefa, then we don't know if it's a ben chet or a ben tet, and we always don't eat this animal. However, the Shach writes, I agree for the first 7 days, but if you wait 8 days, then it's no longer a safek nefel, and once this ben, because even if it would have been a bet cha, a ben chet, he says, if you let it live for 8 days and walk around, then you see that it stays alive, then you're allowed to eat it. So you could eat this if you just wait. Okay. Let's see. I think we're going to stop here. And the next time we'll finish and discuss Ben Pekua Farms. So,